The White House Report.
In the James Brady briefing room at the White House in Washington, D.C., White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was peppered with questions for about 20 minutes on various topics. But one question kept reemerging. That was the question about General Kelly saying that the Civil War was a result of the failure of a compromise. The question about that compromise kept coming up. Her answer to the question the first time.
Look, all of our leaders have flaws. Washington, Jefferson, JFK, Roosevelt, Kennedy, that doesn't diminish their contributions to our country, and it certainly can't erase them from our history. And General Kelly was simply making the point that just because history isn't perfect doesn't mean that it's not our history.
The Civil War pit the North against the South over slavery. So what was the compromise? White House Press Secretary Huckabee Sanders.
I don't know that I'm going to get into debating the Civil War, but I do know that many historians, including Shelby Foote and Ken Burns' famous Civil War documentary, agree that a failure to compromise was a cause of the Civil War. There are a lot of historians that think that, and there are a lot of different versions of those compromises. I'm not going to get up here and relitigate the Civil War, but there's certainly, I think, some historical documentation that many people, and there's pretty strong consensus, people from the left, the right, the north, and the south, that believe that if some of the individuals engaged had been willing to come to some compromises on different things, then it may not have occurred.
The questions kept coming.
Does the White House at least acknowledge that the Chief of Staff's comments are deeply offensive to some folks and historically inaccurate?
No, because as I said before, I think that you can't, because you don't like history doesn't mean that you can erase it and pretend that it didn't happen. And I think that's the point that General Kelly was trying to make. And to try to create something and push a narrative that simply doesn't exist is just frankly outrageous and absurd. I think the fact that we keep trying to drive, the media continues to want to make this and push that this is some sort of a racially charged and divided White House. Frankly, the only people I see stoking political racism right now are the people in the groups that are running ads like the one you saw take place in Virginia earlier this week. That's the type of thing that I think really is a problem, and I think it is absurd and disgraceful to keep trying to make comments and take them out of context and mean something they simply don't.
But then I was never called on in the briefing for this briefing, but I did scream out a question. It was never answered. Take a hard listen.
Thanks so much, guys. Hope you have a happy and safe Halloween. Thanks, guys.
Meanwhile, at the White House, in the Lincoln bedroom, the Emancipation Proclamation is encased and on display. That Emancipation Proclamation document is the document that freed the slaves under Abraham Lincoln. April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.